We're holding Brachot, the third chapter, the third Mishnah. So, Brachot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Nashim ve'avadim uktanim. Women and servants, we're talking about non-Jewish servants that were acquired, and ktanim, and minors. Anyone under male under the age of 13 in a day, and females under the age of 12 in a day are halachically considered minors. So they are pteturim, they are not obligated to read Kriyat Shema and Tfilin. They aren't obligated to read Shema, and they are not obligated to don Tfilin. V'chayavin, and they are obligated, batfilah, in prayer, uvamzuzah, and having a mezuzah on their doorpost, uvirkat amazon, and in saying birkat amazon, in benching. So, women, we know, are freed from certain mitzvot. The distinction that our sages taught us, derived from a pasuk, is that any mitzvah say, any proactive commandment that is hazman grama, that is time defined, for example, tefillin, you only have to put on by day, right? Kriyat Shema, you're supposed to read in the morning and at night. Those are defined by time. So they are proactive, they are mitzvot asei, they are positive commandments, and they are zman graman, the time defined, so then women are not obligated to perform these mitzvot. Every lot asei, every prohibition, women are just as obligated as men. And every mitzvot asei, every positive commandment that is not time defined, women are just as obligated as men. So that's regarding women, nashim. Avadim, servants. So the Torah tells us that a Jew can purchase a non-Jewish slave. If a Jew captures a non-Jew at war, or if he goes to the slave market and he purchases a non-Jew, then that non-Jew becomes a non-Jewish slave. And then we tell that non-Jew, look, you have a period of time now to decide if you want to become a non-Jewish slave owned by a Jewish owner, which will mean that you are obligated by mitzvot like a female, like a woman. If you agree, then we give the eved, we give the servant, the non-Jewish slave, we give him a brit milah, and he goes to the mikveh, he immerses himself in the mikveh water for the sake of becoming an eved. And then he becomes obligated like a woman. It's like half gerut. Just like a ger has to undergo a brit milah, circumcision, and tvilah, immersion in the mikveh water, so too a non-Jewish slave, in order to become obligated in mitzvot, we tell him he has a period of a half a year, a year. He has to decide whether he wants to be a slave who's going to be obligated with this mitzvot. If he says yes, then he'll undergo this process. If he says no, then he's going to have to be sold on. He will not be able to remain under a Jewish owner. No.
No, it's just that the South African money, I won't be needing it.
Oh, okay. So, מה אומרים לה בן אדם? מה אומרים לו? תו? So we said, נשים, women, ועבדים, and servants, we're talking about non-Jewish servants that are owned by a Jew, וקטנים and minors, פטורים, they are פטור מקריאת שמה, from reading the Shema, ומן התפילין, and from donning תפילין. Now, regarding this Mishnah, there are two understandings. There's one understanding which says the Mishnah is talking about the classical case of a minor. A minor being someone who is under 13 years and a day, a male, or a female who is under 12 years and a day. But there's an alternate Gemara in Eruvin that the Gemara discusses that when a child is old enough to wear tzitzit and watch his tzitzit, his father purchases for him tzitzit. When a child is old enough to wear tefillin properly, then his father purchases for him tefillin. So that seems to indicate that we define minor with regard to these mitzvot, whether he is capable of watching them correctly. And then our Mishnah would not be speaking about a katan, a minor who is under 13 years and a day, but rather a katan, a minor who is under the age that he could watch his tefillin with the proper purity of mind and body. And the truth is that halachically, this is a machlokes mechaber ramo. We Ashkenazim, we have the custom that a child doesn't put on tefillin before 13. Sometimes we say a month beforehand, he starts practicing. Some have the custom 3 months beforehand. But others, the Temanim and others, they have the custom that they go with the ruling that says that the Mishnah means a katan, a minor who is not yet fit to watch his body and mind to put on tefillin. And in that case, once a child is 10, 11, once the father feels that he could, so then he could put on tefillin. Ken? Actually, thank you. Vechayavim, and women, slaves, and minors are obligated batfilah, in prayer, because prayer, everyone needs to pray. It's a rabbinic decree, and it was instituted for women, and also to teach our children. Uvemezuzah, they're also obligated in mezuzah. I would think that the Torah says that the mitzvah of mezuzah is similar to the mitzvah of learning Torah. And just like women don't have as much of an obligation to learn Torah as men, so too they wouldn't be as obligated to have a mezuzah on their doorpost. That's why the Mishnah tells they're obligated in mezuzah. Uvbekatamazon, and in benching. Now, regarding benching, it is unclear whether women are obligated biblically or rabbinically, because the Torah says that you must bless Hashem. When the Torah says we have to bless Hashem after we eat, bekatamazon, the Torah says bless Hashem for the land that He gave you. And women, they're not included in the fight for conquering the land. Their portion is their husband's portion. So the Torah's decree, the Torah's commandment to bless Hashem after food, said that it was for the land that you were given. And women weren't really given the land. They were given the land as an adjunct. They get their husband's portion, their father's portion. Just one second. So women, it is unclear in the Gemara and halachically whether they are obligated to say Birkat HaMazon biblically or rabbinically. Oh, where would this be relevant? So I was once on a date and